Hey everybody, welcome back to our podcast. It is season... Oh, it's a pause. Sorry, babe.
I'm married.
Yes.
It was the way that he talked to me. It was the way that he looked at me, wanting to connect with me mentally. It was the questions he asked in return, the time he put in studying me, willing to learn. It was to repeat what I said to get a better understanding and to clarify. It was the effort he put in to get my attention.
Hey everybody, welcome back to our podcast.
Welcome back.
It is season 3, More Love with Lauren. So it's all about our love, our life, testimonies, all of this stuff, right, babe?
All of it.
So last time we talked about blended families, and today we are going to talk about... He's just here so that he doesn't get fined.
Right.
We are talking about buying our home. So that whole process and the vision God gave you when, you know, you were pretty persistent. I was just like, maybe we shouldn't buy a house. Like, maybe we should buy a building instead and then rent it out. And then he was just like, no. So I want to talk about that because it is such a great story. I think we've learned a lot for to be first-time home buyers. And what else? Can we take a minute to talk about my shirts that we're wearing? Billionaire in Progress. So it's been on my spirit to start this t-shirt business. I had everything ready to go for months, and I was so intimidated. But the other night, I think it was Friday or something, it was like 4 a.m. when I finalized everything, and I was just like, I'm not going to sleep without doing this. So I made the commitment, and I followed through with it. And I texted Hubs, and I told him, you know, what I had going on, what I was doing. And he sent me some moolah, and he said, baby, tell him what you said.
I believe in
you. Yes, that's what he said. And that was so sweet. That was so sweet. Oh, my God. Like, it was just everything. And that encouraged me and motivated me. And here we are. And he's my first model for the shirt, Billionaire in Progress. Yes. Okay. Let's get into the process of buying our first home. So, randomly, Hubs, every show I give you a new name. You like Hubs? It's probably like 50, 60.
Yeah,
I'm
like
sorry.
25.
Maybe you used to. Hubby sounds childish. Baby. You just want me to say baby?
Call
me sexy. What? Okay. Okay, baby, start. Because it was your idea for us to buy a house. And I was just like, it's random. You want to tell them about the house process? I love you.
Hey, I love you.
Okay, so tell me about it. You came to me, you know, out of nowhere, and yeah.
So, first what happened was we always spoke about buying a home and knowing what we wanted to do with just like our money. Like Jada, she said, like buying the properties and things like that. My mindset wasn't that. As far as investing in buying a home just yet, a building. It was more investing into other different things like barbershops, storefronts, those type of things like that. But I had a dream, and God just showed me different things on far as like you're gonna get this house. The time is coming. When COVID struck. We were both in this limbo where it's just like, okay, what's next? Like, what we're gonna do? I think I got laid off like the last day of March, March 31st, actually. And it was just like a struggle, just thinking, not far as just like paying bills. We had, not the boast, but we had money put to the side for, you know, just like for rainy days and things like that. But it was also just like, okay, what's next? Our lease is getting ready to end in June. So it's just like more of the owners, you know, we thinking about those type of questions as in, okay, how are you gonna pay your rent if you're unemployed and those type of things. So it's like we had that whole little process. But God showed me a vision one night and it's just like, you're supposed to buy this house. And at that point it was just like, you know, man, how we do it. Like we always have a dip off a savings account somewhere where it's just like, look, this is what this is. And I came to baby and I just showed her like, look, this is how much money I got right now. this is what I want to do.
And my mouth dropped. Because it's like, how, when have you been saving this money and when?
And we, you know, sometimes we got to put those dividends to ourselves and, you know, it is what it is, in a wall, mattress money, you know, shoebox money, whatever you want to put it at. But at the same time, it's just like, I just went to it just like, hey, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to buy this house. Like, I'm tired of paying rent to other people. I'm tired of having to call a owner and tell them, hey, the faucet isn't running, hot water isn't running. You know, small little things, but at the same time, it's big to us because we're paying so much money for certain things. And she was just like, okay. And it was just like, let's do it.
But then?
So we just started searching around and we end up...
Pause. But then I said yes, like, okay. But then I just felt like, I didn't feel like God was telling me that it was time for us to move. Like, I wanted to continue to save money, but for investing purposes. Like, I wasn't thinking, like, let's buy a house. So one night, as he was sleeping, I was on Facebook on this, like, first-time home buyers page for, like, 4 hours. Like, I had hundreds and hundreds of screenshots of why we shouldn't move into a house. And it was just so scary, like, the things that I was reading. It's just like, I don't want to deal with that right now. Like, let's just wait another year or so, stick it out with this lease, although we could not stand our landlords. Like, it was just awful. So yeah, that's what happened. And then I told him, like, let's not, you know, buy a house right now. And he was just like, okay.
We left it at that point where it was just like, she showed me the articles, the screenshots, like, yeah, that makes sense. But then it was just like, God showed me another vision again. It's just like, don't, almost no offense, baby, but it's just like, don't listen to her. Like, you the man of the household.
God,
like,
would not take you.
No, I'm just you kidding. Know, but it's just like, you're the man of the household. Like, you're the leader of the household. And this is what I want you to do. And she's going to get with the program no matter whatever it is that you tell her. And so it's just like, I think it was about a month and a half later, I came to her and just like, hey, look, we got money put to the side. I got money put to the side. God telling me something. And like, what he telling me is like, this is what we need to do. And her whole mindset changed, and it's like, just like that. It's like a woman follows a man, you know? And we went into looking for households, and we end up finding a close personal
realtor
from the past that we knew about, and we reached out to her, and she gave us a bunch of people that we should call. We end up 3 different people. And the crazy thing about it is when they did our credit score, we were like 1 point short.
Not even like, literally, one point.
One, go ahead.
And she was telling, basically she was saying, you know, you guys need to wait 30 days. And I was saying like, no, I'll give it probably 2 weeks and my score will be updated. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I think it was like a week and a half, I called her and we was just like, hey, you know, this is our score now. And that was the beginning of our approval.
Yeah.
So what's for you is for you.
Exactly. And just to break everything just down, it was just like, just going back to the beginning of the year, I would say, it was this phase where it's just like, I kept telling baby like, hey, I need to clean up my credit. I need to clean up my credit. And it's just like, do it. But this is before the beginning of the year. This was all last year, the year before. And it's like, I need to clean up my credit. And then it's just like, the moment I cleaned up my credit, then I get the vision from God. And so it's just like, it's a step process in a lot of things that you do. And I'm not trying to make this a religious post or anything like that, but I do believe that God showed me as I'm like, you do this, and I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's levels to what you're doing. So it's like, if you're not, how are you going to get that house if your credit score isn't that?
Yeah.
You know, so all you're doing is really hurting your score because now they're running your score, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So from that point, it's just like our score just kept building and building and building, and I got so much stuff taken care of, my credit, you know, all the good things. And so leading up to the point where once we got approved, we went into the roughest part of buying houses, negotiating, and you want to tell them that part, what we went into?
Before we go into that, I wanted to talk about just the steps, as you mentioned, that So you were cleaning up your credit, and so was I, and I was like in this Facebook credit group, and a lot of the resources and information I found, you know, of course I took to him or did a lot of work for us so that we could get our credit cleaned up. But it was a point where I was behind on a bill, but it's just like I made sure that I paid that on time consistently. And that was something that they looked at during the, what's it called, underwriting. So that was huge to make sure that all of the bills were paid on time consistently. And it's like at that point, I was just doing it for my credit. But in reality, we were doing this for our house that God was telling us that we were getting ready to move into, you know. But at that time, it's just, okay, let's fix our credit. Let's, you know, get these bills paid on time and things of that nature. And then here we are. So when we talk about getting approved, it was just like, it was kind of like, now what? I feel like we didn't have a lot of guidance, you know, just being young and being first-time homeowners and probably like the first at this age to buy a house within our families. So it was like a lot of Googling, a lot of YouTube. Like, people watch YouTube every day, all day, about negotiating and the numbers and the down payments, and he would teach me the stuff. But yeah, it was a process, and I think we kind of went in blindfolded because it's just like, it's one of those things where it's just trial and error. You know, you got to get your feet wet. You learn what you want, what you don't want. You also learn that you might not get everything that you're looking for in the house. So you taught me within the process, like, it's some things we're going to have to settle for, or some things we may not have, but it may be other things that we do want in the house. So, but what else did I want to say about the process? Oh, it was so funny because we went and seen a house and we loved it. Well, he really, really, really loved it. The one with the different levels and stuff.
That wasn't the first house. Remember we seen the other house that we went in? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I wasn't saying it was the first house, but what I'm saying that was funny about it is we loved this house. We put a bid on this house and everything. Not once did we check to see where the schools were. We didn't know where the schools were. We didn't look into that. It was just like, oh, we like this house. It's the perfect amount of bedrooms and bathrooms that we wanted. Nice location. But then it came to the school, and it's just like, that's going to be too far, you know. So then we went home. We got outbidded on that anyway. But we went home, and we said, okay, let's do this right. So what we did was we looked up all the houses that we liked, and then we made a list. But then we also looked at where the schools were because, you know, with us commuting to work, we have to make sure Cameron gets to school and things of that nature. So we did just a list of the houses we liked, how far the schools were, and then we kind of just did a crossing out, you know, what we liked, what was too far, and then we decided on what we wanted to see. So we learned within the process. And did you want to add anything before we get into, the closing process? That was a bit of a headache.
I think more of it was, I mean, like you just said, like every other thing that we were doing as far as like the schools, the grocery stores, transportation, anything that's going to be a daily living for us on how we're going to get to somewhere and back, gas stations, making sure we're not paying something for gas, like that stuff really does matter. And the part of the city you live in Chicago. So it's just like those things matter the most. Far as closing process, was very brutal. Before we get to the closing process, we bid it on three different homes. Three. The first home was something that we thought was going to be a project, and we're going to just make this house
come
what we wanted to be.
It was a big house too. And then, we were gonna knock a wall down, and what else were we gonna do?
Do a lot of stuff.
We was gonna redo the bathroom. We were gonna extend the closet, like all kind of stuff.
But then we got outbidded. Investors took over, and they understood that same house as in like what we were thinking. But it's just like, come on, you gotta be serious when it comes to money. Like, we're buying a house to buy the house. Someone else is buying to invest it to make more off it. So the owner is also looking at it that way. Then we ran into another home, the quad level household that was just so nice. But then we ran into another household where it's just like everything was just right. And then it's just
the
like
newer house.
Yeah, the newer house. Yeah. But it was just like it wasn't meant. Like you be having this area and blah blah blah. And then we sent this house and it's just like Not a single bit.
Not one
bit.
Bit.
And when you look at it in so many ways, when it comes to it not being bidded on, it's like this house was the most important house. As in, like, we didn't look at it as in, oh, this house has everything we want. But as we live here now, it's just like, baby, the backyard is bigger than this house. The basement space is bigger than this house. The room space is bigger than every single house. Well, probably not room space, but to our comfortability, it's the best position that we could have been in.
Yeah. The last time we talked about it, I asked, or I think you asked, what's one thing that you want to be changed about the house or think we missing? Because I love the house. I don't think... The biggest thing that I wanted, okay, women, y'all know, we looking for bathrooms and kitchens, and the kitchen just won me over. Like, as soon as I seen it, it's very open. We were looking for an open concept. I was looking for a whole bunch of cabinets, and we had that. We were looking for an island. We got that. So, would you say there's anything, like, you missing? Like, I really wanted this in the house, that one thing.
I think it was more of just... closet space, more just like we got a decent sized closet space for two different closets, not the same closet. Like we've shared from the previous homes that we live in, like we have our own closets, and you know, they're good space. But I think it's more of a, when you buy a house, it's just like, oh, you see on TV, oh, like I want that. You have your own walk-in closet with the departments of your shoes and here and this and that, and then it's just like,
you do want the double sink too.
The double sinks, but at the same time, it's just like you look at the certain houses that you've seen with the double sinks. Is the basement better than your basement? Is the backyard better than your? Is the kitchen better? Your living rooms?
Right.
Nah, I forget that double sink and that closet space. So it's just like, next home, we know what to look for. So it's just like, you know, even though you buy a house, it's still. You're a beginner, but now it's just like you live, you learn with what you pick with. But as far as closing, that was a bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
We were supposed to close like a week earlier than what we were supposed to. The previous owners didn't get certain things fixed, and it was just a delay in messages from their attorney to our attorney on what was supposed to happen. So here it is, closing day. We get no response on anything, and so then we call an attorney, hey, what's going on? We're closing today, and it's just like, let me get in contact with their attorney, and it's just like, no, they're not closing. It's just like,
I think closing took like 3 weeks, and the thing is, it's like with closing, you have to have your money ready the same day, so it's just like, we didn't know. They were still working out the numbers. We were still working, so it's just like, we got to take off. You know, we have to know when closing is. So it was just a process. And then closing itself, the actual day was, well, we were sitting at the table for what, 5 hours or something? Just
because they had to
doing nothing.
Finish some stuff still.
Yeah.
Like, we were good on our part, but at the same time, it's just like, the previous owner's attorneys wasn't on point, delaying certain messages to our attorney. So it's just like, oh, what we do this? What are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
But, shout out to Gia Mueller. She's a great real estate agent. If anybody needs a real estate agent, shout out to her.
She is great. She's amazing. And that's something too. Just having that prayer life, you know, like we prayed about everything that we did, everything that we bidded on. And it's funny because, well, it's not funny. I'm going to keep saying that, but with Gita, God told me her name, like, and I know her, but, you know, just from her helping out other people in our family, but, he gave me her name, and then I Googled her, and then I just looked up her number, and I was like, hey, you know, I haven't seen you since I was, like, 14 or something, and I told her that we were interested in finding a home, and we could have went with anybody, you know, but she was just so, loving and personable. And we had a good experience with her. So, yeah, shout out to Gita. Shout out to Billionaire in Progress as well. You see it. You say it. But, what else did I want to say? Oh, after being outbid for three times in a row, when we seen this house, it's just like, we're just going to keep the faith. You know, let's pray about it because it was just like, ain't no way ain't nobody bidding on this house. It's beautiful. It's new. It's updated. Like, I just hope it's not another letdown. And we prayed and we prayed, and they approved our offer, and it was just on from there.
Yeah. And we also were in the, at a timeline where we were supposed to, we were leaving out our unit on June 30th, right?
Mm-hmm. And that was another thing.
Yeah, and we were telling the owners, as in, like, we're not sure what we want to do yet. Due to COVID, so much stuff. I'm laid off. Baby's working from work, but we still have income and
working from home.
Then it's just like a bunch of, well, show us that you got this amount in the bank, and it's just like, show us this, or, you know, tell, I got a date back to go back to work finally. Then it's more of a, well, tell your employer that we need something in writing saying that you won't be laid off again. It's just like, that's against the law. You can't even say those type of things. My employer's not even gonna write those type of things up. So it was just like a lot that we were going on, and once we got that approval, it was just like.
And then it was during a pandemic so that's why they were, our previous landlords, they were trying to protect themselves, and, you know, like, we get it, but at the same time, you have to be understanding to our situation as well. We're all in the same situation, you know, going through a pandemic. But that in itself was so stressful because we were in just such a tight space. It was either we renew the lease, or we try and do a month-to-month, or we buy a house. And time is ticking. Closing is going slower. We're being outbidded. But we prayed, and here we are.
Here we are. We're located right now in Baby's office.
Yes.
We changed the scenario up a little bit. We usually use a headboard, but this time we wanted to change up the background, spice it up for you guys a little bit, right?
You said my headboard.
I mean, your background.
I don't know what you
meant.
Yeah. What else? What's one thing that you would give, one piece of advice that you would give to the audience?
As far as home buying?
Yeah.
Do your research. Know what the market rate is. Know what the property taxes is. Know where, what area that you're trying to live in. Make sure there's a school system around. If you move into the city or the suburbs, make sure that they have a good school bus service that's going on. They have a good school bus for the kids. Mm-hmm. Make sure that the kids are old enough to get up on a school bus early in the morning to go get off the school bus. It's usually third grade and up. But also just make sure that you are in tune with the village, the city, water bills, just a lot of different bills that you gotta pay as a homeowner. It's like, this stuff is serious. And it's just like, when people, no offense, but when people evict you, it's like, they have to pay on this, they gotta pay this. And it's like, I want my money. And it's the same way, like the bank, they want their money. So if somebody else asking for money, that's asking them for money, now they're asking you for money. So it's just like, it's levels to everything that, you know, that they're doing. But do your research on property taxes. Do your research on closing prices. Mm-hmm. Just know what you're getting yourself into. Also, like, doing inspections, make sure you know what's going on outside of your home, just not inside of your home. Make sure your gutters, your roof is good. Make sure that the concrete is good. Make sure your foundation is good. Like, pay attention to all those type of things, because it will matter once you move in. You don't want to go into the house, buying a house in the summertime, wintertime, it's cold in your house for no reason, though, because you got cracks in the walls, or, you know, well, I can go on forever.
He can write a book. I said one. He gave y'all 30, but they're all great.
And it's certain experiences that we have seen, not the bad, not, it hasn't been bad or anything like that, but it's just like when you're a homeowner and you're in a home, or you could be renting out a house, you know, your own house and things like that, but you realize, like, we gotta get this changed. Like, since being a homeowner, I've never changed a ceiling light before. Swapped everything out.
Light fixture.
What else? The unchanged closet. A socket plug. You usually call an electrician to do those things. I've done that. I redid the whole basement, cut carpet up, all type of stuff.
I came downstairs and the carpet was gone.
And so
it's just, I'm just like, what is happening?
Exactly. Cut trees down in the backyard, you know, just like for leaves to stop falling so much.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, it's a lot.
Take the heat, stay out the kitchen. This is like grown folk business. And it's such an accomplishment, but you learn a lot. And I'll give you my advice, which is driving around the neighborhood.
Definitely.
At nights, on the weekends, you know, daytime is real quiet. And child, it's a whole nother town sometimes, you know, when you go at night or on the weekend. So I will for sure say that, as Baby mentioned, you know, doing your research. And have money saved beyond closing costs, beyond your down payment. But until then, until next time, or whatever we get to the shirt, we're going to talk about...
When you're married.
Yes.